Hello.
Hello, Green. Is Clara Tolbert there?
This is her.
Hi, good morning. My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, ma'am?
No.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
65.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10, very motivated to vote.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I never put a title to it. Said options again.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Wow. I wouldn't say strong because of things that's been going on. Well, I'll say strong. I'm just at this moment, at this point in time, yeah, I'm gonna say strong.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Would that be just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And when you heard about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, or Republicans in Congress?
I blame a bunch of people. I blame the Senate. I blame the Senate for overriding certain stuff that especially need to be done. I mean, you got rich people, you got very rich people, and you got middle-class people, and middle-class people are seeing today, like, poor people.
Okay.
And inflation is so high.
Thank you very much. And now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is reducing crime.
10.
Thank you. Next one is reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing and reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Thank you. Next one, making housing more affordable.
10.
Next one, creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Next one, fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
And last one, ensuring our borders are secure.
10.
Thank you so much. And switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is MAGA Republicans.
One.
Thank you. Next one, Marianne Williamson.
I have no idea who she is.
Thank you. Next one, Tim Scott.
I have no idea.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Ten.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
I'm going to say, that's so diversified. I'm going to say about a 20.
Okay. Thank you. And last one, Black PAC.
Who?
Black PAC.
What is that?
More information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell. If you don't know, that's fine.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, will you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West? If
I don't know, Donald Trump brought jobs from overseas back into the United States. And that was a plus. But I would probably go with Joe Biden because he disturbed the White House.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's all over the place. It's not getting better.
Okay. So it's getting worse. Is that correct?
It's always been worse because it was okay. Stuff that wasn't told.
Thank you. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Or candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling, and hold back cops accountable. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
B.
Thank you so much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would that be
no, not up? Recently. Wait a minute. What was?
I'm sorry.
Repeat the question.
Please, yeah. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would that be yes, a lot, yes, some, or only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes, some.
Thank you. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Favorable.
And would that be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you very much. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in this first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. First one, a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Just give me a second, it's loading here. Now, next one says, cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Next one, invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open. Would that be very important? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Next one. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. Is that very important? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Next one. Banned shot holes and not warrants for federal officers. Would that be very important? Somewhat important?
Wait a minute. Read that question again.
Ban shock holes and non-knock warrants for federal officers.
You said ban?
Yes.
Ban, because I'm trying shock hole. I don't understand the question.
Ban shock holes and non-knock warrants for federal officers.
I don't understand.
Okay. Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Would that be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly approved.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. First one says, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits, with most votes to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
To protect it?
The question is here, 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it is somewhere.
Oh, yeah. 10 is very, very,
right.
Very important.
Okay. I think your next statement is, it says, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedom from extremists since the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 10, we got to fight to protect.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at home. Thank you. In what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
The arguments that I just heard about, which what the right to vote,
correct,
or the
in general, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to phrase how I'm gonna say it.
Okay.
I think it, you mean as far as when you want me to explain what?
What stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? That's the question.
The right to vote.
Okay.
The right to vote.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. First one, radio ads, yes or no?
First one was what now?
I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you call or if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. First one, radio ads.
No.
How about social media?
Yes.
Next one, someone in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. About door knocks?
You talking about for the election people? Wait a minute.
These are ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. So for each, tell me if you remember any campaigns contacting you in that way.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
All right. So, door knocks, yes or no?
No.
Okay. About phone calls?
No.
TV ads?
Yes.
Text messages?
No.
Males or mailers?
No. I don't recall.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Just a few more questions and we're over. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
GED.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Divorced.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Liberal or conservative?
Conservative, I guess. I don't know.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Some. A few, just two.
Let me see here. So would you call that nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any?
Hardly any.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban means what?
More information isn't written here, ma'am, so I couldn't tell. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got you. Okay, now I'm going to say maybe urban or suburban. Yeah, maybe urban.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
The grandparents that, okay, the United States. I'm assuming, I don't know.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your participation today.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye. Acordate que ibas a ir al OBGYN.